I feel like running up here. We have such precious little time. Would you please join me in a prayer? I'm going to try and talk to you on freedom, and I feel very uptight. Never in my life, only one other time in 26 years, have I agreed to try and stay within 10 minutes. And I don't think I can do it, but we'll try. Please pray with me. Oh God, free me up. And for these folks who are entering into the ministry, when they get in the ministry, don't let anybody tell them how long they can speak. Give them a burden with the message, and don't let them stop until that burden has been proclaimed. Free me up this morning, Lord. I'd love to stay. I'd like to do it in less than 10 minutes, Lord. And you've just given me a beautiful answer while I was sitting over there, and I'm going to stay within 10 minutes because I've got another shot at these guys at the convocation this morning, and I'll unload there what you've given me to say. And I thank you, God, for the message. Be with it now. Bless it. Bless me. In Jesus' name, amen. As a matter of fact, we ought to say, yah, yah. You know, we've got, what, 2 days left? November the 10th is the last day that we're supposed to celebrate Luther's 500th birthday. He said, amen means, yah, yah, yes, yes, and amen to that. Well, we probably ought to have a text here, don't you think? Galatians 5, it was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to the yoke of slavery. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. I was trying to cut down things. I've already cut the thing in half already. And I'm sitting over there and we're saying the De Profundis Psalm. Out of the depths I cry unto thee. That's the problem, you see, in our sin. We are overwhelmed. How can we be saved? Our sin is so overwhelming and it binds us. And unless Christ sets us free, you know that word in the De Profundis Psalm, out of the depths I cry unto thee. In the original Hebrew, that word brings the picture of the bellow of a camel. You know, camels are relatively stupid animals. And in that part of the world, there are all sorts of hills in the desert. You might as well say mountains. And the little camel gets away somewhere. How in the world is it going to find its mother? There's no way except one way. And that's the bellow of the camel. The little camel is a quarter mile off somewhere, can't see that good. Of course, you couldn't see through a mountain anyway, and it can't smell that good. And so as a result, the mother camel begins to start. Have you ever wondered why camels have a long neck? I think one of the reasons is this siren, it starts down here in the pit of the gut. Comes up through the neck. By the time, if you've ever heard it, and I've heard it often because I've been out on those deserts, and it goes like that, just like a siren. And the little camel says, that's mother calling, and it heads out that way. Well, let me tell you something. That's what David is saying. David is not saying, oh, Lord, where are you? Or, oh, God, I need you. He's not praying that way. He's saying, God, I'm yelling at you from the pit of my gut. God, where are you? Why don't you answer me? I'm in trouble. Out of the depths of my gut, I cry to you. Well, that's not what I came to talk to you about, but you can't read the De Profundis Psalm without seeing that. And here now, that cry is coming to God to set us free. Freedom in Jesus Christ. Oh, man, to be free. To be set free. Free of all sin. It's fun to be a child of God. Don't ever go around morbid, sack, sour-pussed. It's great to be a child of God. You gotta mean it. You gotta feel it. Don't put on. Nothing is a greater turnoff than pseudo-enthusiasm. The people have to see it in your life that you believe it down to your gut. I'm free, and God has set me free. I have no guilt. I've been washed clean in the blood of Jesus Christ. David, again, when he talks about that, dipped in the blood of Jesus Christ. I always think of the little M&Ms. What a mess an M&M would be if it didn't have that coating on it. You'd get it all messed up in your hands, right? Now that it's dipped in whatever that stuff is, it's almost like enamel, it's sugar something. Now you can hold it in your hand, there's no mess there anymore because it's covered. Well, the mess is still inside. God knows what we are inside, but he has covered us with the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. He has washed us clean, made us saints. Later on in this same text, verse 5, it says, your hope is in your righteousness, right with God. All your guilt is gone. Now he says in this same verse, verse 1, stand fast in that hope, in that freedom. You'd have to be out of your head to go back under the slavery of sin. You'd have to be out of your head, wouldn't you, to want to sin? You see, you have to have a view of sin. You have to see sin for what it is, not let the devil entice you into thinking it's fun and games. I met Colonel Sanders once in Jerusalem, stayed at the same hotel he was at. He heard I was leading a tour, and he invited me to come to his table where his entourage was seated. He says, tell us a little bit about the Holy Land. Well, I said, I'd be happy to do that. And by the way, would you sign your name here? And got some signatures for my kids. And we talked all about the Holy Land. Well, that guy was dressed all in white, just like in the pictures. A little black bow tie, all in white. And I couldn't help but think, what a crazy thing that was for him to be going around the Holy Land all dressed in white. There's dirt and mud in the Holy Land. It's terribly filthy there. Can you conceive of him standing on a corner, on the bus corner here, and a bus comes by? You know, he's all covered with dirt. Or conceive of a little kid coming up with one of those fountain pens that used to have that you could put ink in it, right? And just think of some ornery, nasty brat, you know, seeing him all in white come up, you know, spritzing him with ink. Can you imagine on his white suit? Oh, well, you know, come up with any kind of an illustration, you don't get close to what sin is in the eyes of a holy, righteous God. Detest sin. See it for what it is. Stand firm. Oh, I've thought a lot about this, standing firm. You know, I almost think, I'm not trying to pass judgment on the way God wants to get his word out. Hey, look, he can do it any way he wants to, and he chose to use us. But the thought has occurred to me that dogs may have been more faithful than some of us. Supposing God's plan was to get his word out to the world by using dogs, and they would bark the gospel. Just think of that a minute. And supposing every neighborhood in every city here, like Fort Wayne, would have a dog, maybe there would be a 4-block square area that dog would be responsible for. And certain times during the day, the dog would bark the message that God wanted us to hear. You know, I think some of those dogs would be so faithful and loyal that even if they got hit by a car, I can conceive of that dog dragging himself
yourself back to that corner to bark the gospel. I can conceive of that.
Loyalty. God could have sent an angel from heaven one day a year, or maybe Jubilee year or something, and proclaim it so it could be heard all over the world simultaneously. God could have done it any way he wanted to. But he chose to use you and me. He has set us free so that we could speak of that freedom to the world. He says, stand firm in that. Let that be your driving ambition. Let that be your solitary goal, to bring that word to a world that is desperately enslaved in sin. And only this message of Jesus Christ and his blood and his suffering and death can set them free. Oh, I'll tell you, I'm still upset. How in the world? How many minutes is that? How do you get this done in 10 minutes? I think I'm going to stop. I don't have any idea where I'm at in terms of time, but I guess I got to stop. When you make that proclamation and you're standing firm in the Spirit of God, someday God is going to slice open the heavens again and intercept time. Angels will spill out all over the place. Gabriel will blow his horn. And it will be that day. This time is not going to come in humility. This time he is coming in all of his majesty. And what a day it's going to be. And he will say to you, those whom he has set free. He will say to you, if you stand firm in that righteousness, come with me now. In my Father's house, I've prepared a place for you. And we will go to be with him forever, without end, free from all sin, free from death, free from guilt, free from worry, free from sorrow. A few women here, including my wife, free from all wrinkles. That's part of sin, wrinkles, getting old. Free from everything that is sinful. For we are God's people, and in Jesus Christ, we are free. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not subject yourselves again to a yoke of slavery. I wish I could go on. I'm going to say amen. Yeah, yeah, amen.